Michael Libby and Insight on Business, the News Hour, is supported by the Iowa Association of Business and Industry, the premier business organization moving Iowa forward, iowaabi.org. And by Taro International, expert employee training across many disciplines is critical to productivity. Learn more at taro.com.
Welcome back to the News Hour at IOB underscore News Hour, should you want to reach us on Twitter. Our guest is Polk County Supervisor Tom Hockensmith. Now, Tom is served on the Polk County School or Board of Supervisors, rather, since 2003. He represents the 4th District, which includes Northeast Des Moines, Runnels, part of Southeast Des Moines. He's been a policy advisor for Iowa Governor Tom Vilsack, union representative for the American Federation of State Electricians for the Iowa Department of Transportation. He's got a strong interest in transportation infrastructure projects and all things associated with Polk County, including hockey.
Absolutely.
Tom, go welcome. Wild. Go wild. That's been a wonderful thing, hasn't it?
It really has. You know, we had a couple, disappointing franchises here, and when the teams left, a lot of disappointment amongst hockey fans here. But, boy, when Minnesota came, it was just really exciting to have them here with their affiliate.
I was with Todd Fredrickson just the other day. And I said, Todd, all we have to do is now win a couple more games. And
That's all. Unfortunately, Todd can't affect that part of it. But, boy, what a great lead guy they have in Todd. He does a wonderful job.
Amazing?
He does a great job.
Constantly big crowds at the hockey game, win, lose, or draw. People come out because I think they're having a good time.
They have the biggest crowd in the history of hockey in Des Moines this year already.
Amazing. Yeah. Before I get into this, I just have to do this publicly.
Sure.
You have perhaps one of the best administrative people I've ever had the pleasure to interact with. I don't know Heather, but she's a keeper, man. She's good people.
She does a great job. Her and Kelsey both up front, our administrative assistants, both do a wonderful job. We have a great staff at Polk County in the board office.
Well, it's no wonder you can be involved in so many things when you've got great staff.
Absolutely.
That's absolutely important. Public transportation. Now, let's talk about that for a little bit. You're the chair of the MPO, Metropolitan Planning Organization. It's critical for working class families. Many are working two and three jobs. Can we do a better job looking ahead with regard to transportation for folks?
Absolutely. First of all, a lot of folks out there probably don't understand that, transportation infrastructure drives economic development.
Sure it does.
And proper planning for transportation infrastructure is so important in how your community grows or doesn't grow. So, with all the jurisdictions that participate in the MPO, we have a long-range transportation plan. We all participate in that planning process. We are all involved in allocating federal funding to specific transportation infrastructure projects. So, it's really, really important. And, from a planning standpoint, you have to look at getting folks from point A to point B, and there are a lot of different ways you can do that.
Lots of different ways.
Public transportation, there's rail, there's our current, transportation infrastructure system. So a lot of those discussions going on at the MPO.
You mentioned rail, and I have to dovetail into this because I think that you and I are probably in the same ballpark on this thing. Not long ago, there was a proposal to bring high-speed rail from Chicago to Davenport, Iowa City to Des Moines, and offer this as an opportunity and great job prospects in that as well. But the governor said, yet we don't think we want to do it. That was tough.
It was. We were excited about the whole prospect of that and very disappointed when that happened. We think that would have been a huge economic boon to our metro area. And unfortunately, at that level, they decided it wouldn't be a good idea. There was federal money involved in it that would have came to Iowa, a lot of good jobs, and unfortunately, they didn't support it.
Yeah, that was too bad. I was really shocked at that, considering the fact that, as you say, when we take a look at job prospects, that would have employed lots of people for a long time. Perhaps maybe even longer than a pipeline.
Right.
just saying. Hey, on a larger focus, let's talk a little bit about Polk County. We get to live in a great place. Still a lot of work to be done, I'm sure. What are some of the top issues that you, Tom Hockensmith, would like to see arranged for our county going forward?
Sure. You know, number one, our board works very closely. You know, we're full time. We're there every day.
Every day.
With our administrative staff and identify priorities through the budget process and sometimes during the budget process. But, you know, there's so many things going on right now in Polk County. There's a lot of development going on. There's a lot of construction going on. Our courts project and our hotel project just being a couple of them. You know, the Iowa Event Center has been the catalyst for a lot of those things, and specifically when you look at downtown. If you want to talk personally, you know, I believe that we need to start getting out into the neighborhoods and making more investments into the neighborhoods. And, you know,
particularly on the east side and northeast side.
You know, absolutely. The Tomorrow Plan recommends that we do that, Capitol Crossroads, all those things. So the Viva East Bank initiative is going on right now with three neighborhoods in my district and two neighborhoods in John Morrow's district, and there are many components to that. But things like that where we can go in and work with neighborhoods and help build up neighborhoods is important too. Don't get me wrong, downtown is really going well, but we need to make sure that we work with the neighborhood association.
You know, we just had a story yesterday about economic recovery here in the United States, and I thought it was startling. JPMorgan Chase just released yesterday a new study that indicated in the fourth quarter of 2015, had it not been for millennials and lower economic individuals stepping up and spending more money, we wouldn't have had the economic year that we had in 2015. And so that points to an issue of economic security for more and more people, not only in Polk County, but across the state.
Right. You know, we're seeing our revenues increase specifically because our tax base has increased a lot here in Polk County. And, you know, while we're excited about that, you really can't, you know, rest on your laurels. And a lot of things that we're doing right now are making investments that are going to continue to pay off for this metro area for years to come.
Yeah, and there are plenty of things going on. Let's get to something that you and I were at an East Side meeting too very long ago, and I heard you passionately talk about the Polk County Courthouse Project.
Sure.
So let's bring people up to speed. Where did this all start? It's been through several votes and several things didn't happen, and then finally it was approved. And give us the history of that and where we're at today.
Sure. You know, the first referendum that was voted on that failed since I've been on the board, and failed miserably, frankly, was a $130 million proposal to build a new courthouse annex south of the historic Polk County Courthouse. And the taxpayers saw it as being too grand, I believe, and frankly, I don't think they were too far off. It was too expensive, didn't make a lot of sense. So that still, we had to address the issue of space in our courthouse, and it's our responsibility, you know, it's statutory responsibility to provide space. So we go back to the drawing board, and what we came up with is a different referendum. It was only $81 million, but it was utilizing existing buildings downtown that were vacant or going to become vacant. You know, one of them was the Penny/Wellmark building that right now is under construction outside and inside to become the Justice Center, the Polk County Justice Center. That'll be completed about mid-year this year. We'll be able to move a juvenile court into that building, magistrate court, traffic court, court storage, all into that building, get out of a couple of the leases that we have. And when that's completed, we'll be letting bids to convert the old main jail into a criminal court facility. There'll be 13 criminal court rooms with collegial chambers for the judges in that building. So the entire criminal court function will be moved out of the historic Polk County Courthouse and into the new criminal court facility when that's completed.
Which is a public safety issue at the same time.
Absolutely. You know, if you're in the courthouse now, or if you have been over the last 20, 25 years, you know, you'll be in situations where you may be in a waiting area, you may be a juror, you may be a witness, and you may be sitting in a hallway with somebody in the orange jumpsuit and shackles. You know, that's everybody's commingled and intermingled just because of a space issue at the historic Polk County Courthouse. Beautiful building, but doesn't work very well when you pack it that full of people. So the new criminal court facility will have it already has a secure sally port on the west side of the building. Prisoners will be brought in from the main jail and held in a secure area, brought up through a secure area into the court facility, and not commingled in with the general public.
Sure, and that is an issue. When you talk about the space issue, I remember very well. I went to see a good friend of mine. His name is Judge Odell McGee. And Odell was literally officing in a closet.
It's just not sufficient. Now, after the criminal court facility is completed, we're going to go in and do a complete renovation of the historic Polk County Courthouse. And you'll still have civil court and probate court there, but they'll have much more room to do those things.
Well, the other thing, too, it is such a beautiful facility.
It's a beautiful building.
It is a gorgeous facility. And, you know, it would be nice to be able it's positive that we're redoing that and making it even better. But also it gives the public an opportunity to really take in the courthouse facility.
It does. You know, the first phase of that project before we started on the Penny's building was the exterior of the historic right. Polk County Courthouse. You know, they went in and completely cleaned the outside of that building, did mortar repair, tuck pointing, windows, additional lighting on the outside of that building. When that was completed, I mean, it looked like brand new. That building was built in 1906, okay? And it is a gorgeous building. If you haven't gone by there, folks, go by there and look at it at night when it's lit up. It is a beautiful building. So, next thing we're going to do when we finish the criminal court building is to do the inside of that building.
It's going to be nice. Now, when we talked the other day, and maybe things have changed since then, what about when we talk about furnishings for the courthouse?
Sure.
Where are we at with finishing that out?
You know, we're waiting for the legislature to allocate funding for their portion, the state's portion of the furniture. There's a statutory requirement for the state to do that.
By law, the state's got to do this.
Yeah. You know, we're required to provide the space, and we're actually required to provide the furniture for the area for the public to utilize. But the space that's utilized by the judges and by the courts is a state function. So, you know, their computer software, their furniture, their desks, the judges' areas, all those things are a state responsibility. So we're trying to encourage those folks to allocate the funding for the furniture for the buildings.
How's it going?
Well, you know, we're hoping for the best. The session's still ongoing, as you know, and we hope that they will see their way to allocate the funding for that.
Tom Hawkinsmith is our guest. He's a Polk County supervisor. Tom, what's the best thing about your job?
You know, being able to help people.
Yeah.
You know, you wouldn't believe how many folks, I think, that we touch daily through community, family, and youth services and general assistance and just the day-to-day phone calls you get in your office with issues that the county has jurisdiction over and being able to respond to people and being able to help people because we're able to do that in a lot of different areas in county government.
And one of the things that at least we have going for us in Polk County, we are not growing quite as fast as Dallas County, but second fastest growing county in the state. And that means a lot of people, a lot of services, a lot of things going on. And you guys got a lot of stuff pay attention to.
We really do. You know, we're waiting for the legislature to complete their work up there. You know, mental health services is certainly on the front burner for us to make sure that we're allocated enough funding for that. And we're working with our legislators to make sure that we get that done.
Tom Hawkinsmith, ladies and gentlemen, thanks, Tom, for spending some time with us.
I appreciate this. Glad to be here.
If you missed any of this live interview, we'll have it up on our podcast page, and you can download that and listen to what Supervisor Hawkinsmith has to say. And by the way, if you ever get an opportunity to go to his picnic.
It's a ball.
It is a great time.
It is.
We were there this past year, and loads of people from all walks of life. And no wonder you enjoy such broad support.
Yep, in Grandview Park, it's in July 23rd.
There you go.
Good time. Yep.
Be there. All right, we've got to step aside and take a look at what happened today on Wall Street. That's all ahead of our time a little bit later on with our next guest. Hey, thanks for being with us. This is Insight on Business, the NewsHour.
Give a little bit.